Blog Talk Radio.
And God day, this is Keith Russell Lee, and I am psyched, I'm jazzed, and I'm juiced you have decided to join me on this podcast, Reigning with God. And just welcome for those that are new by way of introduction, and every day this program is growing, and I want to say thank you as you are sharing. This is all grassroots. There's no money in this where people are promoting this. It's grassroots, and it is growing, and I want to say thank you so much for those of you who this is blessing and you are sharing. And I want to encourage you, please share it with others. Now, by way of introduction, I am Keith Russell Lee. I am spiritual director and senior minister of the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment. My chief aim, my goal, my reason for being is just simply to share the teachings of Jesus, to share the principles and the precepts that he operated in, and sharing that you may live a phenomenal life. I am a spiritual teacher. I am a minister of the gospel, and that is what my whole mission is, okay? Well, now, let's get into this lesson that I have been sharing. And I left off yesterday talking about how goals have to be huge and resolutions have to be huge, particularly as we are approaching this new year and moving forth in this new year. And today's, even though today I'm going to talk about your assignment in the new year, I want to go back and I just want to kind of give you a little preview, not a preview, but a recap of what I shared yesterday. And go back and listen to yesterday's segment as well. Now, I want to be able to, first of all, share. I said it's important that we talk about these huge goals and these huge dreams for us to go to God. And the importance of prayer, meditation, and fasting, that we may be able to hear what God has for us. Because, see, when we're talking about our huge goals and our huge dreams and resolutions, everything has to tie into what I call your divine destiny, which is your purpose. It has to tie into your divine destiny, which is your purpose. Purpose also being defined as God's original intention for your life, why you are here on this planet. Now, it's important to know that God has given you talents, gifts, and abilities. Now, to tap into that, you have to be able to say, okay, God, why am I here? You've got to go back to the source. God is our source. And so through prayer, what do we do in prayer? As I said yesterday, prayer, we align with the Father. What do we do in meditation? Meditation, I ponder the Word of God. I go over those scriptures that speak to purpose. I go to those scriptures that speak to direction. I go to those scriptures which speak to my heart, and I rehearse that in my mind and in my spirit over and over again until I have revelation in those things. That's meditation. And the thing that I wanted to talk about today, just briefly, is that of fasting, where our whole attention and mind and our focus becomes upon the things of God. See, a lot of times people think that fasting is just simply missing a meal. It's just simply, I'm not going to do this. And they look at deprivation as being something that's holy. I'm sacrificing, I'm giving up something. That's not what fasting is all about. What fasting is that I'm turning my attention, I'm turning my focus completely over to the things of God, the things that I'm normally preoccupied, be it food or thoughts or whatever it may be, that I'm turning my focus upon the things of God. It's not anything about a sacrifice. Well, God is saying, oh, because you've decided to miss a meal, let me bless you. No, it is that you are turning your time and your attention and giving me fully that time and attention, and it's in that time and attention that you give, you are in meditation, you're in prayer, you are in a focus with God. And you can't tell me that when you totally turn your focus and your attention to the things of God, God will speak to you. Okay? And so when we're talking about your divine destiny and your purpose, as you start out this year, spend that time in prayer, fasting, and meditation. All right, now I want to talk about specifically now in this segment Your assignment. Let me share this with you, folks. Everyone has a calling on their life. Everyone has a calling on their life. God has called you to do something that only you can do. He has given you goals. He has given you, rather, talents. He has given you gifts. He has given you abilities. And in those things that he has given you, it is so that you can fulfill that which he has given you. He has called you. Many people think that a calling is only for, you know, the special ones. You know, you have like Jeremiah who, you know, in Jeremiah chapter 1, where Jeremiah, being this young boy, he is called, and God says, I have called you to become a prophet to the nations. And so we look at it as that being grandiose. But I want you to think about also another sense of calling, where the woman who had broke open the alabaster box and she anointed Jesus' feet. And Jesus said that for time and eternity this will be a memorial unto her, that her calling was to anoint Jesus. It was something that only she could do. Folks, it could be as grandiose or it could be as simple as that. But know one thing, that we all have a calling. We all have something that only we can do. You know, I realized something recently, that many times people are told to follow their bliss, follow their passion. And people develop passions for various things, and they go and they seek out those passions. Sometimes they work out, sometimes they don't. People will tell us that, man, hey, if you're passionate, you're going to be successful. But I've discovered something. It's not about your passion. It's about your gift. It's about the gift that God has given you. Because, see, when you begin to understand calling, that he's called you to do something, he then gives you the gifts for you to accomplish that calling. Calling. Let me give you another couple of definitions of some words, and these things are very vital and important when we're talking about starting this new year. You can write your goals, you can do all of these things, and we can say, man, life is grand and all. However, if you are not operating out of your calling, if you're not operating out of your assignment, you're going to be wasting your time. Because you can be able to be successful materially, you can be successful even spiritually. But yet to fulfill that which God has called you to do will go undone. And what we're talking about today is not just doing something, man, just for the paycheck, or doing something just because at a moment that we feel good, but it's about fulfilling that which God has for us in our lives. So let me talk about, first of all, I said calling. And I said this specifically because, yes, we have a calling, and in that calling we have an assignment, your divine destiny. That assignment is very specific. See, we can be called to be a prophet to the nations. Yes, but then again, what nation are we going to first? What is our assignment? See, you know, we have a calling. Go out into all the world and make disciples of all nations, okay? But what about our assignment? Jesus had said, I must needs go through Samaria. He had to go to Samaria. You know, Paul, he was a prophet to the Gentiles. He was sent, an apostle to the Gentiles. But yet he went to Asia Minor, and he went to specific cities. And he fulfilled his assignment in those cities. See, we have to understand that, yes, we have this grand calling, but also we have an assignment that God has something specifically for you to do for a specific time. And so when you're talking about these huge goals and these resolutions, yes, God, what is my calling? But also, Lord, what is my assignment in this year? What is it, Lord, that you really want me to do in this year? What is my assignment? And I believe this, folks, we are assigned to places, and we're assigned to people. The places that we may go to, Lord, I mean, what? I mean, be it in terms of my office. A lot of times people don't even realize that a lot of times, well, I need a new job. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. Well, maybe God has you assigned to that place. Maybe God has you assigned to that city or maybe another city. One of the things that my mentor talks about, when he talks about assignment, he says that it's important for you to be in the place where God wants you to be, where you are assigned, because it's in that place where you are assigned is the place that has the greatest growth. He talks about fish out of water. A fish out of water cannot do anything, but you put a fish in water, its natural habitat of where it's supposed to be, and man, that fish goes, right? And it's the same thing about the place of where you are. Are you in position? Are you in place? Are you where you are supposed to be? Because, see, if you're talking about assignment, your place is very important. And as God called you to fulfill that assignment in that place. Also, people to whom you are assigned, to whom you are assigned, is important as well. You know, Paul knew he was called to be a apostle to the Gentiles. He was very clear. He says, even though he says, my heart's desire and prayer was for Israel that they might be saved, for they have a zeal of God, but it's not according to knowledge. He says that in Romans 10. However, he was called to go out into the Gentile world and to share. Okay, and so he was called to a specific people. Whom are you called? You know, a lot of times we spend a lot of times fretting and fighting and I'm not talking to this person and dealing interpersonal relationships, etc. And perhaps you are called to be in that relationship. You are called to be in that locale as you are in interacting with those individuals. I believe this, folks. It's important for you to be with the people in the place where you are supposed to be and to whom you are assigned. You know, it's amazing because you can be with the wrong people. And I'm going to share that. I'm not talking about the value of people, but you can be in the wrong, you can be dealing with the wrong people. Let me prove that to you. Jesus cannot do many mighty miracles in his hometown. He says the prophet is without honor at home. And so there were people that he was in relationship with that could not see him for who he was, and they could not receive anything that he did. Well, the Bible says that a few miracles were done, a few people were healed, but nothing at the magnitude of when he was out and about in Jerusalem and other parts of Palestine where great and mighty miracles and thousands of people were transformed by his message. See, not everybody can hear you. Not everyone can hear you. Well, listen, folks, my time is this. I don't want to pick this back up tomorrow. Let me make this a part two as I'm talking about assignment. Please share this with others. If this is a blessing, you can even email me, krlfaith@gmail.com, krlfaith@gmail.com. Please let me know that this is a blessing to you. You want to support our ministry likewise, feel free to do so. And listen, until next time, this is Keith Russell Lee saying live with faith and power and keep on creating that phenomenal life. Until next time, bye now.